That wing, it's important also because it so happens that you will have now a tense, which I call the wing tense, which you can do with any verb. Whenever you have the ing in English for the W, I was doing, I was waiting, I was buying it, I was eating, I was whatever you were doing, you wing it. And in French, you wing it into the AIS, AIT, and so on for short, and the IONG and IE for long. What you've been doing now with aller, mm-hmm. and allions and allier, you can do with any verb, with all verbs, and you wing it. So if you want to say, I am staying, would be?
Je reste.
Je reste. And I was staying, the wing.
Je restais.
Je restais. We were staying here.
Nous restions ici.
Yes. How would you say, he is waiting for me? He is awaiting me.
Il m'attend.
Il m'attend. He was waiting for me. You wing it.
Il m'attendait.
Il m'attendait. We were waiting for you.
Nous m'attendions.
We're waiting for you.
Nous vous attendions.
Right. Nous vous attendions. There's the wing. We were waiting for you. And we are waiting for you.
Nous vous attendons.
Nous vous attendons. Right. Yes. He's leaving.
Il part.
And he was leaving.
Il partait.
Il partait. We were leaving.
Nous partions.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. That is the wing tense. A little more about the wing tense. The wing tense is used more, actually, in French than in English. I will explain to you, and it will help you also in reading, because you will see it. The wing tense expresses a straight line in the past. If you want to say, I was doing it, would be je le faisais. In the case of faire, you cannot say faire. You stick in the S. Faisais. The same for I was saying it or telling it would be
je le disais.
Je le disais. Right. What is to read?
Lire.
Lire. And I was reading would be
je lisais.
Je lisais. To write is écrire, but I was writing is j'écrivais for the V. Now, if you say I was doing it once more is
je le faisais.
Je le faisais. Je le faisais, I was doing it, expresses a line in the past, a straight line. I was doing it, it could be, for I was doing it for a short period of time, and for a longer period of time, it can be a very long straight line, indefinite straight line. In French, that straight line for the wing, that line can also be a broken line, would mean in English, I used to do it. So therefore, je le faisais. Could mean I was doing it as a straight line, but it can also mean I used to do it. Or I did it repeatedly. I did it every day is a broken line. I did it very often, a broken line. In English, you don't make that distinction between I did it this morning or I did it every day. I did it all the time. I did it very often. I did it, I did it, and I did it. This doesn't mean that in a spoken language all French people speak their own language very correctly. But you will find it, of course, in literature, in the written, printed language. There's a difference between I did it, je l'ai fait, and I did it every day. Je le faisais tous les jours. Je le faisais très souvent. Souvent, S-O-U-V-E-N-T, means often. Or fréquemment, frequently. So you do make that distinction. The difference between he prepared it. He prepared it this morning. Il l'a préparé ce matin. Oh, he used to prepare it. He prepared it every day, all the time. Il le préparait. That is the wing tense. For some reason, which I don't know yet, they call the wing tense the imparfait. Mm. The imperfect tense. What is imperfect about it? I don't know. How do you get from the imperfect and figure out how to do it? Okay. We wing it.